And we are back with another episode of Outside the Norm. What's going on, family?
What's up?
We got a special guest today, a wonderful young lady by the name of Ames. Introduce yourself. Give your handle, your iTunes, your whatever you got, your IG. That's what I meant to say. You know what I mean? She might have a song or not. You might have a track.
Not for a while.
I knew you had one, though.
I got a whole mixtape.
Oh, okay. Look, EP coming soon. Yeah, me. Now, go ahead and drop your shit, though.
At Ames the Dime Diva. So, AIMZDA Dime Diva.
Say less. Welcome. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for taking our invite for you to come on the podcast. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Damn, this damn chair. I got to stop pressing on
that chair.
Right. I can't afford to break. Nothing, no more equipment in this place. So, you know, Unk, how you feeling? You good?
I'm great.
Great. Check in. You good?
Honestly, because Norm is my personal trainer too, right?
Did you just leave Norm?
Yeah, he literally tried to kill me, and then I'm here. Yeah, so am I good? That's a loaded question.
Oh my God!
But are you in recovery?
I am. So for all intents and purposes, I'm good.
Okay.
That's wild about you. That you would go ahead and dry snitch.
On the ass. Wow.
Yeah, maybe better than that.
Every day he wakes up and chooses violence for me.
Yo, the other day I chose ultraviolence, y'all. I cursed my client out like for 5 minutes.
Really?
Like, it was so many F-bombs dropped in that fucking witch comp. It was out of love, but that's the way we communicate.
Was it
like,
motivational?
Yeah. I said, do your fucking job. Do your fucking part. You don't have to worry about
one fucking job.
Fucking compensating for everything you're fucking not doing. That's how I sounded. So, but she was laughing because she knew I was serious, but right. She was just like, damn. She's like, yo, you cuss me out? I said, yes, with no thought process. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I cuss you out. Yeah.
That just happened.
Yeah, like, no, nigga, stop playing with me. Play with something safe. Keep telling people that. All right, so, you know, yo, the gym is like the barbershop. If y'all didn't know, the gym is like the barbershop. Mm-hmm. We talk about any and everything. Nothing is off the table. Mm-hmm. So we also, you know, so me and Ames was having a discussion, and we came up with a topic, and I said, well, shit, let's talk about this tonight. So, Ames, go ahead and drop that knowledge on him. You know what I mean?
Okay. I was going to say, where my sound effects at? I'm going to have to pull out my phone and get ready or whatever.
Man, we ain't that advanced, man. We ain't fucking Joe Budden, man. Listen, we working on it. If I had, you know, never mind. Go ahead.
So, the topic is love is a choice. And love in relationships, still, it's a choice.
Okay.
Once you get into like the long term, you know, over the hill, once the lovey dovey
phase, the honeymoon phase is gone,
runs out. Yeah, it's a choice. You got to choose your person.
Go ahead. I'm gonna let you go first.
What's the statement? Am I for or against?
Are you for? Are you? Point, or do you agree? Do you agree or do you disagree?
Point counterpoint. I agree to an extent. I don't know that.
God damn, what y'all doing on there in the back?
Crime, I tell you. Inner City Blues, Marvin told us.
Hey, I'm sorry for the background. I'm like, damn, they wasn't doing none of that shit before we started talking. Man. Motherfucking
somebody peeping in the window. They recording?
Right,
all
right,
go.
Right, that's always the case. Go ahead.
Do I think it's a choice? I think you choose who you want to love, but I don't know if love itself is a choice. I don't know if that makes sense.
You mean you don't choose who you love?
I think you do. I think you choose who you want to love. I don't know if it always works out that way. Okay. It hasn't for me. We'll put it that way. Speaking personally, people that I've chosen to love didn't always work out that way. Mm-hmm. So
I can understand that.
I don't know if, I guess if you're, you know, saying the existential, I choose love. Yeah, okay, I get that.
No.
Talk your shit.
I'm saying on both ends, because, you know, both people have to choose each other. That's part of it, right? Like, say you and I were married. I have to literally choose you as my husband every single day. So let's say we're going through a rough patch, you know. We're not clicking, but...
That's the work.
Yeah, you're my person. I'm choosing you.
That's the work.
I'm not sitting here saying, oh, but I love him, because in that moment, I'm not going to feel that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not feeling that love. I'm probably feeling like all these other feelings and emotions, and, you know, if it's really, really bad, probably looking for a way out of the marriage or something like that. But no, I'm choosing you as my person.
Ames,
so
what did I do?
What? I don't know. Maybe
what did I do? Damn.
We get to that. Deal breakers, right? Deal breakers.
Okay,
of marriage,
I'm rolling with that. Like, if you're saying that, or because you're saying that the choice to stay.
The choice of saying, push through, this is the person I'm going to go through all my stuff with. Okay. Like, you
well, that's for better or for worse.
Is it really, but is it really for better or for worse?
How is it not?
Because even when you choose people, well, we talked about, we'll get to that, it's deal breakers, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you could choose to love people, mm-hmm. right? And choose them and whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But they still got to choose you the same way. It can't be one-sided, right? And so, in every moment, you're not going to, you know, like you said, Ames, in every moment, you're not going to be on the same page and same accord. But at some point, you have to come to a point where you're able to adapt enough to allow that the choice to, you know, manifest to be the best interest of both of y'all. You understand? Does that make sense?
Well, that, as my photography professor Braithwaite used to say, you got to work. That's the work. That's the work. So, yeah, you both can choose each other, mm-hmm. but if y'all not putting in the same amount of work, the shit just ain't going to work. So, see what I did there?
I see what you did.
But I feel like people get in relationships these days and they're not choosing their person. They feel that, oh, you know, I'm in love with you and everything else is just going to fall in line and work out.
Love is not enough.
No, it's not. It's not enough.
It's not enough. Sheesh. It's never been enough.
That's a song.
It's never been enough.
Cisco made a song called Is Love Enough?
And the answer is a resounding no.
It's not enough.
So, like, you do exactly what I was talking about. To make you stay with me is love me.
I was a huge Drew Hill fan.
But that's a real song, though.
Like, Drew Hill.
That's a real song. But that love is not enough. There's a lot of things that come into play. I think love is the forefront. Does that make sense? I think love is the forefront. I think that desire, passion, consistency, honesty. Resilience. Yeah, that too. Resilience, honesty to a fault.
Well, honesty and with what you're willing to do.
Yeah, and resiliency. I think resiliency is a big part of it too, because that goes into the part of saying choosing you every day. Mm-hmm. That's resiliency in a sense, because like you said, there's going to be days where I'm like, yo, girl, fuck you.
Shit, there's going to be days when there are better options, easier options. Mm-hmm. Options that don't give me the fucking stress.
Well, that's part of the choice.
Ames.
Though. Wait, hold it. I'm a great woman, that I know.
Here we go. So slide that down to her. She gonna need some more of this. She about to get in her bag. Today is inspired by Epsilon Reposado. If you did not know, now you know, nigga.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Dang, I lost my train of thought. But
you said you're a great woman, so let's start from there.
Yeah, okay. So
what
makes
you a great woman?
Me?
You said it, so you got to back it up.
Like, it's your story.
My personality my personality isn't the easiest, but I'm very simple. I am very simple.
No,
right?
You don't say. Go ahead.
We're not talking about.
I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead.
This is all new to me.
I can relate to that. I agree. I'm the same way.
Yeah, it's only certain things that I really, truly care about. A lot of other things, the whole big old gamut of it, I'm like, it's whatever. Just do what you want. Right. Yeah, as long as you are happy, because we know about happiness, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody can make you happy. You got to already be happy, right?
Say it again for the people in the back.
So happiness comes from within. So don't be expecting your partner to make you happy.
That's a fact.
Also, don't gig your partner if they don't, quote unquote, make you happy. That ain't their job.
Yeah, but what you're going to do is choose them.
They got to allow you to be happy, though.
They do.
They got to give you the bandwidth, but they're not the fuel for the fire.
No. I agree with you. I'm saying you also got to allow you the space to be happy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's big, right?
That's huge. It's huge. Because
somebody preaching today.
If I have a fetish with... So I operate a small business, right? Mm-hmm. So I make and sell wigs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, hair, you guys are men, right? Yeah. I don't know if your women wear weaves or whatever. No. But
what's the business?
Wigs, hair.
You don't want to shout it? You don't want to plug it out?
Oh, by Olivia Ross. By Olivia Ross.
We plug it at the end, too.
Yeah.
Bluffing
so,
us.
So hair is expensive. You know, it's a huge industry. It's $1 billion industry.
It's the new crack.
Now, if I'm buying...
You get money on them bundles.
Right. Yeah, right. And some wigs, depending on who you get it from, can cost you upwards into like the thousands, yeah, right? Depending on the quality and stuff. Man,
they got like DKNY wigs now or something. Nah.
It's just like it's like who's the wig maker, basically. So if I want to spend my money on making myself look good and feel good, and if, you know, I want to switch up my look or whatever, ooh, by wearing wigs, you know, and I drop $750 every time I buy a wig, mm-hmm, and I want a new wig every month, mm-hmm, you know, I don't want my man coming to me talking about you spending too much money on wigs.
Why would your man do that?
Because he may think that, you know, I don't know, it depends on your concept of money, like which how you feel about money. Some people feel like,
hold on, step back a second before you get into that bag.
Okay.
You gotta understand that if you're operating from a point of your expenses,
right,
versus his expenses, mm, and what he what you see is valuable. Now, it's the difference if you, like I say, if it's a business and you're making money, oh, that's different.
Right.
I get that.
No, but I'm just a consumer. I'm speaking as a consumer. Right.
Nah. There's a, so
I don't have a problem with
it. No, I'm not saying that. If you can support your habit, cool. That's fine.
I knew I called the right person.
As long as you're not hitting the household budget.
No, I said if you could. No. But so it's twofold. It's twofold.
Okay.
And this is why it's twofold. Because at one point, all right, if you can support your habit, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Cool. Other fold is, I don't want you bitching about, damn, I got to go buy another wig because da-da-da-da. Well, yo, you got 10 fucking wigs in here. What the fuck are you doing with all these wigs? You understand what I'm saying? No. I'm not. And I'm not trying to. So to be fair, I'm not trying to. But I don't want to hear you complaining about how much money you spending on wigs. Don't complain if you can afford it. The habit.
I put that under the black shoe theory.
What's that?
The black shoe theory.
Tell
most
us.
Most women, when you present the argument, I'm sorry, discussion, that why do you need more than 3 pairs of black shoes at max? Mm-hmm. Well, I need these, I need that, stilettos, I need that, I need pumps, I need that, I need mule, and it's like, they're all fucking black shoes.
Yeah, but they don't look the same.
There you go.
They serve different purposes.
So as long as
I understand wigs serve different purposes. I'm just saying, if you can afford your habit and it doesn't
hit the budget,
it's not
a
hindrance.
Care.
Cool, do what you do.
Nah, that's extra.
But don't be stingy when it comes to me though, because if you can afford all these wigs, and I'll be like, yo, I need X, Y, Z, A, B, and C, and then you spend the habit. It's like, well, I can't afford it because I got to buy a new. Oh no. Mm-hmm.
But is that the person's fault or is that your fault for choosing that person? Because you already knew.
No. Because if we together, I wouldn't do that to you. I'm a firm believer in do unto others as you want them to do unto you.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't.
My habit is never going to inhibit me, my ability to do X, Y, and Z for you.
Yeah.
If you ask me to do X, Y, and Z for you. And even if it did, I'm going to sacrifice and do X, Y, Z for you.
Right.
So that just comes a point of being selfish or being, you know what I mean? That's all another conversation.
You wouldn't pick somebody that is that.
I mean, niggas hide every day,
B.
You
got to pick a good woman.
Oh, my Lord. That's subjective. Good is subjective. Give me that fucking bottle back.
Yeah. Oh, the bottle is gone.
Damn, Rudy.
I can order something.
No. We got time today. We ain't got no limit, so you know we can go. You know, do what you can do.
Y'all never heard of Drizzly?
Yeah, we did. I actually heard of Drizzly, but I'm too cheap. I'll just go to the store.
See,
listen, I am a broke Bill Gates. I'm going fucking
that's
penny pinch.
That's how Bill Gates got to be Bill Gates.
Yeah, broke
I'm a fucking penny pinch until I can. No, and I'm cool with that. Like, yo, if you can support your habit, cool.
I encourage it.
That's fine.
I encourage it.
But don't be checking me, though, either. That's the other part of it.
They
well,
won't.
Yeah, of course
usually
not.
Don't.
You can't.
That's not always the case. Because it's like, well, you bought another pair of shoes. I'm like, yo, do I
But
trip?
It's your money.
It don't matter. But, yo, that don't mean, but because you got to understand how some women operate. You thinking about you. And I encourage most women to step out your side, your fucking selves, and understand that there are other women that don't operate like you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes those women look at it like, well, you taking money out of my pocket because you're buying yourself stuff. And that means that's less opportunity for you to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. Whether we want to recognize it or not, that's a thing.
It is, but
it's the same way women look at it too. Like, so, or men look at it like, like you buying all this, that, and the third, but you don't ever want to take me out to dinner. It's the same concept.
These are foreign concepts to me.
Oh, it's not
How's
foreign
that?
Now.
I'm sorry.
How's that?
Because I'm like, if I can, yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm old.
No, fuck.
I'm this far away from 50, so I'm looking at it like
you're the perfect age.
Yeah, I'm.
Listen,
I'm looking at it like, okay, if you spending your money on what you want to spend your money on, cool. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hit the household budget, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. We're good. if I'm spending my money on what I want to spend my money on and it doesn't hit the household budget, why are you caring what the potential for you to hit my pockets are?
Because you know why? Because we're the providers, and they may feel like you're taking away the opportunity for you to provide for her, whether it's outside of the household or not. Maybe it's a date she wants you to provide for, and so because you're spending so much, she's like,
but that's not a thing.
Why doesn't she have her own money?
Yeah, that's not a thing.
I didn't say she don't have her own.
Yo,
we just had this conversation just because.
I know.
We just had this conversation of our money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
no, it's my money.
No.
My money is my money, and what we have together is our money.
That's fair, but you got to understand. No, they are three links. I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you, but that doesn't mean that there's still not people that say this is. There's still not people, man or woman, that mm-hmm. look at you and say, "Well, this is our money, so I want to monitor what you do, how you do with your money, or this, that, and the third." But you understand what I'm saying? Because they may feel, or it's a jealousy thing, because you can do X, Y, Z, and A, B, C with your money, and they can't do X, Y, Z. They be like, well, shit, since you can do all that for you, you should be able to do X, Y, Z. I'm not saying it is the person for me. I'm just saying that, but those things can come out later. Those things don't always start at the beginning and the third.
That's why that door works.
You're crazy.
No, the door doesn't work because love is a choice, and you have to choose your person.
You're choosing
every single time, even through like the difficult.
Right.
What do you do when your person was a representative, and then that representative checks out?
See, that's on you. Because
that's on
how,
me?
Because
you lied to me for X amount of months?
Well, I mean, that you have to be a good judge of character, right? Because there's certain things. I feel like they always mess up. Like, they can't keep the act going for so long.
That's
you know
fair.
What I'm saying?
That's fair.
Because you just...
Some are better than others.
No, I'll meet you there.
Yeah, until they get what they want, and then, boom, everything kind of falls apart.
Falls apart, right.
So... You know, that's why you shouldn't fall in love so fast. That's why you have to choose the person that you're with, like literally choose them. Because we're talking like to the point of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I don't know how many people these days like get married within like 3 months or whatever. That's the representative period,
that
right?
That is insane that people still do that. I hear people do that.
Like, I mean, some people.
90 days.
Well, there are some people that that flourish from that, yo. I can't. So, because I would be a hypocrite to say.
I'm not saying that
the probability is high.
I need to aggregate the data on that.
I'm not saying the probability is high, but I would be a hypocrite to say something like that because I believe you can have sex on the first date and have a great relationship.
There are outliers to anything.
I'm not saying it's not outliers to everything. So that might be an outlier. I'm just saying it's still possible.
The success would be the outlier.
Yeah. Success is definitely the outlier. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, I had me and one of my exes had sex on the first day, and we were together for years. Mm-hmm. So I can't, I would be a hypocrite. Like, I had a whole argument about that at like a party one time. I was arguing with an old head. Like, he was like, man, you, I'm like, yo, y'all, I say, yo, we different. Mm-hmm. And that's just you, and that's just me. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying? Like, you worried about what something shit you can't control. And that's the problem.
The old head was worried about that?
Yeah, I say, because at the end of the day, I said, so she was like, well, if she do that with them, then that means you, I say, yo, that, I can't do nothing about that. What she did before me or what she do, whatever the case may be, unless she tell me X, Y, and Z, I can't do nothing about that.
I'm interested in this old head argument. I need to know, did he use the word joker, young blood?
He probably, I can't remember. I think it was, probably was young
but,
blood.
But what was his stance?
His MO was like, oh, nah, I don't trust no woman who had sex with me on the first date. I would never be with her, or I would never be in a relationship
with
her.
With you.
Well, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, so that's why I'm saying I can't sit up here and be hypocritical and be like, yo, that shit don't work. You understand what I'm saying? It might not work for me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But to say it don't work, it would be, you know.
Be careful of broad stroke statements.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know. So, I mean, like I said, well, that comes back to being a choice, because I didn't choose to look at her as less than because she chose to, you know, be vulnerable with me. So, like, if you want to really get into some in-depth, you know, some in-depth shit, like,
let's get in the weeds. Let's go.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, let's look at it from a different lens, right? Because the typical, you know, his lens was, oh, well, because she gave up on the first date, that means she easy, da-da-da, whoop, whoop, whoop. I say, okay, I say, I hear you, old school.
That's you definitely cool. should not give it up on the first date, ladies.
Hold
don't,
on.
Don't do it.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't perpetuate ignorance. I mean, don't perpetuate ignorance. If
I'm, what this if is, both of y'all really at each other like that?
Yeah. So this and this then, is the thing.
This is an interesting beltway exit. Then,
Yeah. Man, fuck my story. I was trying to give you a different. Go ahead. I'll come back. No.
Tell your story. I'll come back.
You the guest, so you get first dibs. I'll come back. No. Don't give it up. Why not?
Don't give it up because
why not? You sound ludicrous.
Without Chris Bridges.
Well, when I am a Christian.
Okay.
But I mean, the thing about it is for some people, I don't know if you believe in soul ties or whatever, right? But let's just say you do. So you don't want to create a bond with somebody too soon. You know what I mean? The first date is literally meant to just get to know the person and even see if you like the person and you can be around the person. Why are you going to sleep with the person on the first night and you don't even know what type of energy they have, what type of stuff they're going through? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't invite that into your space.
Can I respond?
Go ahead.
So what if you are, so I'll speak from my experience. What if y'all both had the same energy and y'all both read the same energy and y'all both were on the same vibe? That's possible too. You can't just look at it from one side and be like, well, you don't give a chance. What if y'all both have that vibe?
I mean, well, okay. So let me back up a little bit.
Yeah, back that shit
up. You can sleep with somebody on a first date.
Okay.
But you need to know what you intend that relationship to be.
That's fine.
So when you start setting, you know, the parameters early and you don't even understand what you're setting, then you're going to get yourself in a situation where you may end up with something that was not what you wanted. You may have wanted a relationship with a person, but you done gave it up on the first date.
Now it's clouded.
And now it's exactly. And you're going to end up wanting to do something else. And maybe it's going to be too much sex, right? And then the person's going to maybe say, like, okay, well, what about going out? What about doing this? It's like, nah, this is our thing.
Sex becomes your way of communicating.
Yeah, this is what we do. Well, you know what I mean?
Excuse my expression. You live and you fucking learn. That's a part of life. Okay. I will say this. This is what I will say. So, going back to what my original statement is, if y'all already have that vibe, but let's say y'all talk before y'all let up to the first date. Me not saying like it's just a first date and y'all boom. All that. Let's say y'all been talking, y'all been, you know, on the phone, y'all been, you know, this and the third. Y'all both vibing. Y'all are excited to see each other. Y'all spend time with each other. Y'all hang out. And y'all both are like on the same, y'all both looking at each other on the same kick. Like,
that's yo. Us.
Is that technically the first date?
That's technically the first date. If it's the first time y'all went out. Y'all went movies, bowling, whatever the case may be.
But y'all been talking how long before then?
I don't know. Let's just say y'all had conversations. Like, y'all had plenty of conversations before.
Well, how many times do you talk before you go out on a first date?
Because like, I don't know.
Well, you could talk for a week before you set up. You could talk for a week before you set up a date because if your schedule's not online, you could still talk leading up to the date.
So after what? 3 or 4 conversations within that week, boom, okay. Y'all go out and boom, y'all hooking up.
Yo, like, some people can be upfront with what their intentions are. Some people don't.
Absolutely.
Right? So if you feel comfortable, it's all about comfortability at the end of the day, right? He who is without sin cast the first stone. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, if me and this young lady are on the same page, like, and I'm not even, that's not saying, let's just say we're on the same page. We feel the same way. And we are okay with dealing with whatever comes from that aftermath or whatever choice that we made. That's between me and her, right? So that's not, I can't sit up here and tell people that, well, if you have sex on the first date, that's not a good thing or it's a bad thing. I'm going to say do what's worked best for you because it's all about your vibe, everybody's mentality, everybody's ability to compartmentalize or not is different.
Yeah.
So, With that being said, I just it's a certain level of respect that I want to give to any person who makes a choice that may be quote unquote outside the norm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or against what we are taught. Or against what we, because that's the thing that we're taught, right? People tell us, oh, most women are taught, don't give up sex on the first date. Mm-hmm. That's a learned behavior. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was passed down from generation to generation to generation.
I mean, you just gotta have control over yourself.
That don't mean you don't have go ahead, I'm listening.
You can't have control over yourself. That's not
something that doesn't mean how did so. How
what
does
if the control is having
no,
sex
in no situation?
I think both can exist.
Well, yes, but in no situation can I think of a first date and I'm giving it up on the first date. Like, I don't know. But maybe that's just me.
That could be. But that's your parameters.
Yeah.
And that's your choice. Like, but you said, love is your choice. Right. Sex is your choice.
I don't even feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that feeling to give it up on the first
date.
Then
he ain't doing his job.
That's not to say it won't happen.
Knowing somebody for 1 week, I'm just going to be like, yeah, I want to give it up to him.
Yo, women, hold on. There's a saying that women know within the first 5 minutes whether they want to have sex with a dude or not. So is that false? Or is that not true? Or no, is there no some merit to that? There's none. Maybe if just it's you're designed in your teachings not to be able to give it up on the first week. That's by design. That's not because you inherently feel that way. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, this is my opinion. Okay. You have been taught. You have been
subconscious programming.
Yeah, you have been conditioned. You have been taught. So unless you are a person that so like for me, it's the same thing. I was taught don't have sex till you're ready.
Right.
Well, when the fuck is that? Whenever I feel
ready right now.
Right, yeah. Like, when the fuck is that? You know what I mean? What if I'm ready right now? What if I'm ready at... Yeah.
But circling back, Ames, okay, you feel that way now.
Mm-hmm.
You might meet an extravagant person
mm-hmm.
that sweeps you all the way off your feet. And you're like, I've never felt this way before. This and the third. Now what do you do?
You ain't sweeping me off my feet in a week.
You haven't lived your whole life. You don't know.
I think, you know, you can
speak for what you've got to this point. Right? No?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just...
Anything's possible.
I know it happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying that, you know, as you start getting older and wiser, it's like you need to...
Try to keep your mileage low. I understand.
No, not even... Well, you should... The mileage should be checked from the beginning, but let's just say...
I don't check... Check mileage... No, yo, we 35 plus. Yo. We ain't no checking no mileage at this point. Like, you get your feelings hurt that way.
It is what it is.
Do a run good. Do a drive good.
Don't leak too much.
Yeah, all right. Good.
I think as you get older, you need to... So you're not meeting the representative. So mm-hmm. you're not setting yourself up for mm-hmm. like emotional failure. Mm-hmm.
Get closer to the mic. Can't hear you.
Oh, so you're not setting yourself up for like, you know, emotional failure or anything like that. Like you need to slow it down. Because the thing about, I don't know about men. I know men don't really have like, you guys don't have like attachment issues. Generally, right? Okay. Generally.
Nah. She said generally.
I don't know about that, but go ahead.
Not in the first week.
For the sake of conversation.
Certainly not in the first week.
I know some niggas that be attached within the first week.
Yeah. See? I mean, again, they're outliers.
And that's for that reason.
I think there's enough to be balanced, not an outlier. I've met some.
You think
dudes.
It's 50-50, maybe 60-40?
It might be closer to 65-35. That's not an outlier. That's still pretty. But that's still pretty fucking prevalent.
But what are they attached to? They can't just be attached to a woman just
they
off
be attached
of her
to opportunity
and stuff.
They could be attached to opportunity, her beauty, her, you know what I mean, like being, there's a lot of things that dudes get attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, yo, this might be the finest girl I've ever been with. I ain't trying to fuck this up. I might never ever get a girl like this again.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
You punching above your weight class.
But you don't even know the woman. You could meet her representative.
Well, he trying
she could have a bag
care.
That's a fake.
That's
you know what I'm saying? She could be all dolled up or whatever. Like,
I mean, her hair fake, it don't matter. Why does it matter if the bag fake?
Well, what I'm saying is that's all a lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can't keep up that lifestyle or whatever, mm-hmm. but she's making you believe, like, this is her lifestyle. So now you about to be paying for something that is not what you thought it was. You about to buy a lemon. You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying that women that wear wigs and everything
I'm not
are
saying
always
that.
Selling
that representative? No. What I'm saying is that a woman can be looking like $1 million, and when they go home at night, their bed is a mattress on the floor.
That's
they
the second time somebody references that.
Josephine's apartment.
I'm serious, though. Like, you know,
I definitely said a meme about that.
Dishes in the sink, mold on them. Yeah. Like, they, you know, no furniture. Like, you just don't.
Just repulsive.
You know, yeah.
Well, maybe she don't have no reason to be different because she has no motivation. Maybe she has
Is that the woman you want?
Maybe everybody been shooting a bail for so long, she's just a filthy motherfucker.
I mean, that could be that too. I mean, I'm just saying. What I'm saying, going back to... So let me go back to the old, when I was getting in the old head shit about...
Yeah,
because, you know, going back to the whole thing. I said, yo, at the end of the day, I said, that's your level of comfort that you have. You know what I mean? That's your thought process. I said, you have an outdated mindset of, if I had sex on the first day, that means she's doing this with everybody. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, no. She can have sex with you on the 28th date and be still having sex with other dudes before she having sex with dudes. So why do you worry? Why are you worrying about things that you can't control?
And how do you know you're not just that dude?
Right.
And so feel that way.
And so my thing is, listen, my G, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yo, I had a long-term relationship spawn out of that. Mm-hmm. So it worked for me. Just because it worked for me don't mean it worked for you. I said, but my mentality different. I don't worry about things. The booty and the breast is nothing you can own.
Had a long-term relationship that spun out of that. And how did that long-term relationship end?
It ended because we wanted two separate things.
Okay. Okay.
So it wasn't that.
But if you would have took your time to get to know her.
But I stated that from the beginning.
In the beginning. Then y'all shouldn't have went, you wouldn't have, you know, basically you put yourself in something where with time you knew it was ultimately going to fail. Why put yourself through that?
No. So let me be fair. I stated my stance. So I could state my stance from the beginning. She might not have took me seriously, but I stated my stance from the beginning. So I was very clear about whatever the case may be. And then until later when we revisited the topic, it was like, yo, no, I already told you this and this. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it wasn't like, I'm pretty straight shooting at the top. Like, because I don't want to waste your time or mine.
Right.
But we had a beautiful, it wasn't all beautiful, but we had a pretty decent, I don't want to say decent. We had a good relationship.
It went from beautiful to decent to good to acceptable.
It was all right.
No.
My soul
man. Shut the fuck up. It was a great relationship. I can't fake.
Just went from great to good.
I said great good.
You said great to, it's a big ass difference between great and good.
It was a fucking G word relationship. All right. Insert any one of us. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have no malice towards that woman. She don't have no malice towards me.
And that's great.
You know what I mean? Like, so we learned a lot from each other. We benefited from each other. I think she got to see what it's like for a man to be in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? To really be in your corner and help you progress and help you, you know what I'm saying? Even for a short time, have a real life partner.
So would you say you met her representative?
No. She was who she was.
She was who she was. Okay.
Yeah, she was.
She was just like any other woman thinking like, oh, I'm going to change him.
I don't want to say that. I think she just didn't take me seriously.
Okay.
When I said it. You understand what I'm saying? I don't think she was trying to change me. I just think her answer wasn't good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Like, even though I said what I said, her response wasn't good enough for me. I needed a definitive answer.
Okay.
Not a, if it happens or if it don't type of shit. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? I needed a definitive answer. Because that puts me in a gray area, and I ain't trying to be in that gray area.
Yeah.
Because if a situation comes about, now I'm looking at you like, so what's up? Right?
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
I mean, okay. But.
Listen, I have no. Have sex on the first date. If you're comfortable.
At your discretion.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a better thing to say.
Yeah,
at your discretion.
At your discretion.
Have sex on the first date. Feel comfortable. Go what you do. Do what you do. You know what you know. So it is what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. So you said we're going to talk about, what's the other one? You said.
Deal breakers.
Yeah. That's what I couldn't fucking remember the words.
So when love is a choice.
Damn it.
And we understand that it's a choice. You know, you have to choose your partner every single time, regardless of the fact. What are the deal breakers that will make you say, nope, I'm not choosing them anymore?
Selfish. Are they selfish? If they can't see past the fact that they're being selfish.
What level of selfishness?
If they can't see past the fact that you have adjusted for them and they're never willing to adjust for you, that's selfish. Or if they know and they're still not willing because for whatever reason they just feel they can't.
Are we talking they can't adjust like death of 1,000 paper cuts? Like they don't adjust to food in the refrigerator? They said, or does it have to be like a big thing?
No, it has to be a pretty like
extinction level event.
It has to be a very deep thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
look, I asked the question on my IG, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we got real superficial answers. One says being a bum. ASS, being a bum ass dusty nigga, right? And that was a woman that said that, obviously.
Of course.
Okay, I mean,
was she black?
She is, yeah. Uh-huh, of course. Yeah, she is. And then
she signed a petition.
It was a
she
man. A man responded also, and he said smoking cigarettes and being loud constantly.
But you would know that going in.
That's something that you see.
From you would know that going in. If it's constantly, you would know that going in. You met her smoking cigarettes, being loud.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, she could have tamed her her decibel. It was Wednesday. Of her voice.
It was no smoke, no loud day. No.
Like, well, she probably did smoke all the time, but let's just say the whole loud thing, right? Uh-huh. She probably was like more mild mannered or whatever.
No,
I think you would find that out sooner than later.
You can't, that goes with that the whole part. Like trying to silence, like trying to. Don't be trying to. I'm not. This is who I am. Da da da. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to take me as I am. Yeah. Nah, I don't. I can leave you at the door.
I really don't.
I don't.
I don't have too many deal breakers, actually.
You do.
You know that?
You got deal breakers.
Pray tell.
I mean, I have.
He got to be a man's man.
If you're not a man's man, I'm not even giving you my phone number.
Like, but that's
define
a,
man's
we
not,
we,
man.
Define your man's man.
He has to be like masculine. You know what I'm saying? Like
loud gun, sharp knives.
No.
Too masculine. That's a serial killer.
Quiet guns, dull knives.
Yeah. I mean, he can be into guns or whatever. So, what I'm saying is like he has to be a man. He has to know his responsibilities as a man. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm one of those women. I'm a little traditional with my thoughts. I don't believe relationships should be 50-50. I'm not with 50-50, you know. I'm more so of a 60-40 kind of girl.
Mm-hmm. And does that ebb and flow? Does it go 60 sometimes you, 40 sometimes him, 60 sometimes him, 40 sometimes you?
It depends on what it is, okay. You know what I'm saying? So if it's like cooking, yeah. It might be 80-20, right? Because yeah. I like to cook.
Okay.
Cleaning, 80-20, I clean. I mean... I'm Nigerian, so I was born into a very traditional like setting.
Well, that's
so,
a culture. That's a different culture.
Yeah, so it's a cultural thing. But you know, it's also what I choose. Like right. As far as like what I look
for. Yeah, because you don't have to be like that. You Americanized, nigga. You can do whatever you want to do.
Right? Well, yeah. So I'm that too. But I'm on both sides of the fence.
Right.
So I work not to be on some. Oh, I'm independent. Da 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 da. No. I work because I have to take care of myself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I have my career goals because I have to take care of myself. Right. But all that other extra stuff, I could care less about that. You know what I'm saying? However, I'm not coming to... Like, I'm not going to be burdensome either. You know what I'm saying? Because we live in a different day and age or whatever.
Definitely
so.
Economics.
Yeah, economically, you know, we may not be fortunate enough to just have one person working right, or whatever. Right. So, all right, cool. I get that. But... No, a man's man is like, you know, a man that knows his duties. Like,
his duties. What's
yes, his duties? Duties. Like, I
let
mean,
let me start by saying she believes in gender roles, but keep going.
I do believe in gender roles.
I know.
Now, I do also believe that they can be fluid.
Oh, okay.
But
that's new shit. There's a storm.
Okay, DJ Clue. No, I do believe in gender roles. I do believe they can be fluid. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe to that, you know, I have, like, my man has to make more than me or anything like that. Because, you know, it should be healthy competition in a relationship. Like, some years you might make more. Mm-hmm. Other years I may make more. And it's just, you know, we're just kind of going back with that. But I'm not going to belittle you or emasculate you if you don't make what I make. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because my career started way earlier than most. Mm-hmm. My life started way earlier than most. And mm-hmm. So I'm probably further along than a lot of my counterparts or men that I may meet that's the same age as me.
Right.
That's why I said almost 50 is like perfect. Cause, you know, they got that retirement account built up. I'm joking. But you
know what you're saying is, man, stay single till you're about 55.
Well, I mean...
You really don't start figuring it out.
Yeah. I mean,
you get your earning potential around 46-ish, somewhere in there. Like your peak. Mm-hmm. Statistically speaking, of course, there are outliers. That's the word of the day.
Mm-hmm. Technically, no, I might hit it by 40.
Outlier.
If not
I
more.
I might hit it in a week. I'll let y'all know.
I mean, and it could happen.
But yeah, so.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I changed careers. So mm-hmm. I'm, you know, restarting. Mm-hmm. But if I really want to get into some shit, like, I could probably really, you know what I mean? Like, but how much do I care is really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I prefer to work for myself. So that's more so my focus than anything else.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this podcast could take off. Then we would. I'm like, huh? What you talking about, huh? Huh? You see these views, woman? You see these views? You see these accounts? You said you want to go to the web, Dubai? Tomorrow? Let's go. You know what I mean? Nah, I ain't doing nothing. You know,
four summers in a year, okay? Hey. Like, have you ever seen four summers in 1 year?
Right. Real shit.
I had an ex that used to say that all the time. But yeah, so, you know, a man's man, alpha male, you know, very, you know, maybe type A, you know, more so assertive or whatever.
Yeah.
Traditional gender role. He's a provider, you know, he provides a stable environment.
And not just financially, it could be mentally, emotionally.
All of that. Like, like spiritually, emotionally, physically, all of that. Right. Yeah, so that's what I'm into.
Cool.
That's my personal preference, rather.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I was going to say, because if he's not like that, chances are my personality is a little stronger than most, you know. I think that's because I used to be a battle rapper.
I don't
rapper.
Know about that. Because when that gym get to get a hold of your ass, I see the feminine side come out real quick. My bad.
No,
because
you be choosing violence. But.
No. Because I'm a man.
Right. I be telling, like, he be having me try to bench press 90 pounds. Like, yo, I'm a woman. Like, stop playing with me.
Nah. Ain't no gender roles in here. The role is get the shit done.
Trying to look like Popeyes. But no, like, my personality is a little direct. It's a little assertive. It's a little alpha female-like, so to speak. So, you know, it takes a certain type of man to deal with me and to have that patience to deal with me.
Yeah.
That I know.
Yeah. But do you feel like that was by choice, or do you feel like that was by circumstance?
I think it's a lot of things. I think it's the culture, you know. I think I hear Nigerian women they tend to be a little bit more aggressive.
Really?
You know, so culture maybe, how I grew up, part of my life, I was in foster care. Okay. So, you know, I'm in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So you can't be no softy in the streets because you're going to get taken advantage of.
Yep.
And then just maybe my general personality. That I think, this might be me. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose masculine men.
You choose masculine men.
I do. And then if I'm with them, I make a decision whether I'm going to choose them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to, like, relationships.
Because you're the prize.
Right.
I mean, both people could be the prize. I think that's
what I'm going to ask you. Are you the prize?
That's a relative statement.
Are you the prize?
Am I the prize? Mm. It depends on who the person is.
Woman. Depends on who the judge is.
Yeah, I mean, on average, you know, men. Okay, so if you are, everybody's heard of what's his face. If you a high value man,
Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels. Kevin Samuels is his name. Say it. Say it. Say it now. Kevin Samuels. That's his name.
She won't mention the nigga name.
If
you know, she don't like that nigga at all.
I didn't
like
say
it was Candyman.
I'm not gonna say it.
He might pop out. I ain't say I didn't like him.
Say some real shit to me.
I just think that some of his views are a little extreme.
I agree.
The thing about Kevin Samuels,
I will tell you.
You think all his views are right on?
Nah, yeah. I'm fucking with you.
I will tell you. I was a Kevin's. I discovered Kevin Samuels when he literally only had like 60,000 or 70,000 followers.
Yeah.
He sounds completely different than what he has with a million. And I kind of equate that to, you know, it's a platform.
You got to
entertainment, right?
Well, also you got to equate it to when he first started. He was only talking to men. He wasn't even talking to women.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching him way back then. Right.
That got him nowhere
at all.
Of course. Why would it? Right.
Well,
go figure.
Yeah.
Holding men accountable is going to get you somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that, you know,
it's not gonna bring you much hate. But holding a woman accountable.
Who's the prize? Wait a minute, we gonna get to that.
Uh-huh.
Who's the prize? If I'm a woman that I get to stay at home, I'm a stay at home wife, you know, I have the kids or whatever, and I get basically all of my needs taken care of and my wants as well, and you know, you're giving me an allowance or whatever. Yeah, who's the prize in that situation? The man is.
Okay. Because
he's doing everything for you, you know? Right. Flip so that's side. Like,
so you're going to treat them accordingly.
Others would disagree and say that should be, you know, never mind.
That's mandatory. That should be.
Yeah. I mean, a woman can be a trophy, but that being a trophy don't mean you a prize.
That's fair.
You get what I'm saying?
Bars.
That's why.
It, I mean, it don't. And so if the situation is flipped and the woman is the high value earner, then she would essentially be the prize.
Some women are blind, need to open their eyes. Just because you're a trophy wife don't mean you're a prize.
Okay.
Talk
your
shit.
The fuck?
I'm just dropped the bar on
this. Drop bombs over here.
You're trying to do a low, though. You could have said it out loud. Should have said that shit out loud. Hey, yo.
My God. Okay, okay.
Listen. So,
shattered the glass on her. Hey.
Listen, man.
She got a whole soundboard.
Yeah, I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at her. We need that's the type of energy I need, right? Kid out.
Oh, body blow. Body blow. Body blow.
Have fun on vacation. See when you get back.
Shut up, K-Dot.
No, yeah. You know, no, I'm that. No, so, you know, women get upset when men say, I'm the prize.
They very well might be. Okay, they very well might.
You know what
be
I mean? Like, I'm like, yo, you, and here's my rationale and why. And I do it just to fuck with people most of the time, but I still do believe I am the prize in some aspects, not all aspects. Mm-hmm. So let me be fair. Mm-hmm. Because when you hear the things that women say, and they were like, oh, these men are lazy. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to do anything. They don't want to do anything. They're not driven. This mm-hmm. and the third. Mm-hmm. If that's the rhetoric that you hear. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bitch, that ain't.
They leave out the other one. It's the men you're choosing.
Yeah, we understand. I'm that's neither here nor there.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
That's neither here nor there. But I'm just saying, you know, no, because they'll rationalize that shit just by going through social media. So let's be fair, right? They're not even meeting these type of men, but they would just rationalize that. Or it's because they don't do exactly what they want to do.
Right.
So then they're like, oh, they lazy. They don't listen. They mm-hmm. don't. So I'm like, if you're saying all these negative things about these men, I'm like, oh, I'm the fucking prize then.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
none of these things fit me.
Exactly.
I'm driven. I work hard. I'm not reliant on anyone.
The very fact that you verbalize I'm the prize takes you right back down there with everybody else. Because some of them don't want to hear that.
Well, here's the thing. So, okay. Being a prize don't always have to be connected to something financially, right?
No, I ain't talking about financial. I'm talking about even work ethic. I'm talking about work ethic. I'm talking about mentality. I'm talking about intelligence. I'm talking about, you know what I mean? I've heard some women be like, oh, I got to talk to a guy that's on my intellectual level. I'm like, ma'am, you don't even pay attention to when you drive. So
ma'am,
how
you can't spell intellectual.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, so.
Like, oh, what's the last book you read?
You know what I mean? Like, or like, you know, what do you
that
do outside
a manual.
Of, right, or that wasn't about hair.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or wasn't a, you know, a fucking review on the weave or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
hate.
Attack me.
It's not
don't,
hate.
Don't attack me.
Or wasn't an Amazon review. You know what I mean? Like,
trigger
or whatever the case
warning. Trigger warning. Trigger warning.
I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm like, meanwhile, how versed are you in the world?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, do you watch, like, or do you, how, you know what I mean? You have a very small bubble, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, well, I know this. I know about this. I'm talking about this. I can go anywhere and talk about anything. I'm talking about you or something. You looking at me with the fucking, look. You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, well, however, you're used to dealing with people who are not as intellectually savvy as you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why you can make that comment.
Well, I think you need to choose people that's equally yoked as well. You know what I'm saying? The more equally yoked a couple is, the more likely it's probably going to be able to succeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think so?
You know, maybe.
But do you think it's going to clash more?
You can go either way. It got to be close. It do got to be close. Or it got to be somebody that is accepting of the fact that, yo, this part is not the part that we are close at. You understand what I'm saying?
Or another option is, if it's not close, then either or has to be willing to learn.
Yeah.
And not look at it like, okay, you're weaponizing your experiences. Right. You know more than me, blah, blah, blah. It shouldn't be that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, I don't know. I don't understand why that's a thing. I don't understand why women get upset when a man will say that when all you hear is about the dudes that are shit.
Because the truth hurts.
Does it?
Apparently. There's a whole petition that proves that.
Oh, yeah. So how did you feel? All right, so me and Ames actually, I sent that to Ames.
I'm playing the sad violin. I'm playing a little small violin.
I played that to Ames. Yo. I sent small that to Ames. We had about the 10-minute mark. We could keep it going, but matter of fact, what's the ETA on them drinks, though?
It's on its way. Right. I just need to know how to get out there to go get it.
Oh, you just got to go upstairs. The same way we came out.
Lord have mercy.
Legs. That one don't. That just doesn't work anymore.
Today was leg day.
Yeah. So the same way you came in and come out, and then like so. How close are they? A couple of minutes closer. We're going to keep this thing going. We got time today. I look at my watch. We got time today.
Look, so this is where I say, okay, I need a man.
You want me to go? What would they say?
Reading the map to see where they at.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Nigga, you took social studies?
Social studies?
I took a lot of stuff, but that don't mean I'm good with maps.
Social studies?
What else?
Man. Oh, what else you want me to, I haven't heard that in a while. No, it's a throwback.
Oh, he's around the corner.
All right.
Around the corner up the street.
He's at Street Bandito. Bandito?
What?
HQ? That's what it's saying.
Lord Jesus. Get out of here today.
La Calle Bandito.
No. All right, well, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a brief intermission. We're going to drop back. We got some drinks and beverages to get. We'll be right back in about 5. All right? Cool. And we back. Right. Part 2. We had to take an intermission real quick.
Norm choosing violence.
I ain't choosing violence. You chose violence with this fucking Blanco. God damn. I don't even. You know I don't like white.
See. Try to do something good for the black man.
No.
All of a sudden, it's not good enough.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's because you follow. That man you call Kevin Samuels.
You are a fucking hater. That is definitely a hater. All right, so let's speak to the. That's what we was getting to. So I sent Ames the this fucking meme. I sent it to you too. I sent it to the group chat.
The apartment?
No.
Of the petition?
Yeah, the petition.
Yeah, I saw that.
So we seen.
I saw that bullshit.
So why is it that? All right, so let's get into because this is choosing love, right? And we're going to talk about choosing love. Why do people choose to love ignorance, right? Because that, you saw the note, right? Did you read the whole meme or what she said?
Which one was it?
Let me give you a paraphrase. Basically, she tried to say that Kevin Samuels is inciting violence against black women.
In the workplace, like, really?
Well, no, she said in the workplace, basically saying what he's saying is inciting violence against black women. Mm-hmm. Kevin Samuels, in my opinion, has never said anything about committing violence against black women.
Never.
Right?
So.
Stay close to the mic so I can hear you.
It was one episode that I think I watched, and he said, he was more so giving examples like, oh, you know, look at the other races or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, you know, if their woman gets out of line, they slap them. Well, actually, you know what? That's not even his original thought, because a lot of Kevin Samuels' rhetoric comes from, what's her name? Shahrazad Ali. Okay. So she wrote a book in the early 90s called The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. Mm-hmm. And she also wrote another book called The Black Woman's Guide to Understanding the Black Man.
It was on Howard's campus.
Yes, it was huge, everywhere. Right? It was so controversial. Yeah. So a lot of the things that Kevin Samuels is saying is just reiterations with his opinion on top of what she has already said. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she said was that when a woman, you know, speaks too foul with her mouth or with her tongue, the black man has a right to slap her. I don't agree with, you know, obviously I don't agree with that. Right. But that was one of the things that she said. So he does say a lot of stuff that she says, like he just kind of regurgitates it. So I can see that. But the thing about it, I think it's a little bit of a reach. Mm. I do think that.
A little bit?
Well, yeah, because I feel like.
I'm saying, I think it's a large reach.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, so.
But I'm speaking as a man. But
right,
go ahead.
Right. I don't think these men are waking up and they're saying, oh, yeah, you know, he's right. I was doing this, and now I need to do that. I don't think it's a lot of that going on. I think these men were already who they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they probably, like, agree with him, and it's like them hearing him say it or saying things that they feel like they couldn't say. Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of what's going on. Because, I mean, I talk to my homeboys, and everybody be like, yeah, I mean, he said this, but, you know, I don't really agree with that part. Right. And, oh, the other part, yeah, that's valid. Like, you know, people typically know who they are. Yeah. He's not like, forming, like, little armies of little Kevinettes. Armies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, she said he is. She's saying that
that's what she
men
said.
Of all races are following this man's rhetoric. And,
but they I think they already believe that anyway.
Well, if you pay attention to what he said, all I'm doing is bringing the conversation that we have in the barbershops, in the gyms, and whatever to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the women are calling in.
That's fair, too.
The women are calling in. You don't like what he's saying. You don't want to hear what he's saying. You can either A, not listen, or B, stop fucking calling the show. Yeah, it's really that simple.
Or just don't support it.
Yeah.
Because he's never not going to be wrong. You know what I'm saying? Even when he's losing an argument, he'll throw in some sort of theoretical example that would never freaking happen. Like, he likes to say, you know, if I was Thanos and I snapped my finger and, you know, all the men were gone, in what world would that really truly happen? Okay, you know, it wouldn't happen. So why are we even discussing it?
It wouldn't, however.
Okay.
It wouldn't, however. What if it did?
But it wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
It's,
you're
it's
right.
It's a world
right.
that doesn't exist. So why?
You meet outlandish with outlandisher, because some of the women are calling in with just it's just fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's stupid, and they don't want to acknowledge it's stupid. They want to fall back to yada 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 woo woo da 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 because I'm a queen. No, you're not. And even if you were, you would fall back because. I don't know if you know about kings, but what they say goes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to shut the fuck up if you're a queen.
Listen, Kevin Samuels, is he Greek?
Yeah, he's a Kappa.
He's a Kappa. Oh, so it makes perfect sense. You get what I'm saying? It makes perfect sense in the sense that when you're pledging, the pledges, they're always wrong. You can never be right.
Yeah.
You can do something so slick, so tight, you know, perfect. Your big brothers or big sisters is going to find something wrong with what you did. You are always wrong.
That's a bit of a reach for me. Because when
what?
I'm talking about with him. I'm not saying that you're not right.
No
in that.
Woman has ever been right.
No. I'm not saying they not been.
Or Kevin Samuels?
Yeah.
Oh, there have been. There have been a couple.
He's definitely had women that he's agreed
there
with.
There have been a couple.
And this and that, but that,
only if they agree with his thought first.
But is his thought wrong if he's saying, if you're loud and you have 9 kids and you're 400 pounds and 5'2" and this, that, and the third, and you want somebody making $400,000 a year because that's what I deserve. Do you?
Well, I mean, obviously, right. So, but what I'm just saying is that Kevin Samuels, you will never see him lose any argument.
Well, it's his platform.
He's not supposed to.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
But he also gives you know, respect when people make
valid points.
Yeah. Like it's for real, it's logic, right? Same way with, you know, like the fact of the matter that somebody wanted to petition him and try the issue. This is the issue that I have. The issue that I have is they try to use violence and they try to use their privilege as a woman to try to get
him. They woke up and chose violence as a way to get him out the paint, which is fucked up.
Right?
That's fucked up. Just don't listen to him.
Gunshot. Facts. Right? That's what they did. Like, and so that was the thing that pissed me off. Because I don't know if you know Ames.
Okay, let me. What? What is it that I don't know? Let me load my gun real quick.
Some women don't recognize that they have privilege too.
What, like pretty privilege and
not even outside of that. Privilege when it comes accusation privilege is a very big privilege that women have. In this patriarchal society that they hate and that they act like doesn't benefit them in any format, right? Oh. And it has definitely changed over years. I'm not saying it always did, but it's definitely have changed dramatically over the last, what, fucking 100 years, 40, 50 years, 60 years?
I mean, you know what I mean? That, like, but when women say a man raped her, what's the first thing that people say? Well, what did you have on? What did you do?
That's not the first thing I say.
What was
the first thing I say?
That's not the first thing I say.
I mean, I get it. The majority would say that.
Yeah, in general. Right, in general.
But that comes from a privileged position, too.
Mm-hmm.
So my first question is, what happened? But even in me asking what happened, somebody can see that as problematic. You understand what I'm saying? What happened? Like what is the, like what led up to, or what's the events, or what happened? I just want to know what's the scenery, what the setting, what
this is logical.
Yeah, but even still, it's problematic because it's not, I'm not jumping to on the boat of, you know what I mean? Like, okay, what she said is gold.
Well, and also there's no parity, because what happens is if a woman says, or when a woman says she's been raped, by all means, we should believe her, take her seriously, investigate, look at it. However, when a woman says she was raped and she's using that to get back at somebody, weaponizing it, blah, 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 that energy ain't the same.
Right.
And you fucked a man or a woman, because the woman could have raped her. You fucked somebody's life all the way up.
Yeah.
Just because you wanted to push your agenda.
Brian Banks, the dude that was a football player. He got a chance with the Seattle Seahawks when a girl lied to him about him raping her. There's a couple cases like.
Oh, we had one when I was in college. Right. You know?
Shit, it was one of fucking Tawana Brawley.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You raped me and shit on me.
Have me the drink. Pass the drink. Pass the Cavassier. No, it's not Cavassier, though. But, you know what I mean? Like, even still, like, you know. And so, my thing is, my issue is like, yo.
You sure you want me handing this?
Just a little bit. My girl.
Give him a double shot. Yeah.
My issue. No.
Double shots on me.
No, sir. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Nah, so my issue, I think the issue, big issue for me that I feel like with, even with the Kevin Samuel shit, like women have, is like, yo, you don't want to hear truth in some format.
Point. Counterpoint. Why? I just feel like if Dr. Phil or somebody else said that shit, motherfuckers would just roll with it. But because Kevin Samuels is saying it, now it's like, and you get the hammer. Shut the fuck up. You're wrong. You're just fucking wrong.
Right.
Why can't women just say, okay, I'm wrong, the way they want men to be like, all right, you're wrong, so you should say it. And you should own it.
I mean, I don't know. So I'm a different breed, right? I'm a rare breed. That's why I'm a good woman. But when I first started listening to Kevin Samuel, so around when COVID first started, right? That's when I discovered him. And he was saying, like, you know, you need to go to therapy and, you know, resolve whatever past traumas. And he's like, because he used to give like women this formula: go to therapy. Work out, you know what I'm saying? Look your best, basically.
Can't even say that, but go ahead.
Work out, look your best. And then also he said, find a matchmaker, you know? I was actually going, before I started seeing this guy that I'm seeing now, I was actually going to go ahead and drop $5,000-$10,000 on a matchmaker, you know? Because I'm like, I know what I want.
I thought you were talking about like a website, nigga.
No, like an actual matchmaker that you go into, either you go into this database and they have like eligible men, eligible women, and depending on.
Thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
know,
the,
nigga.
That's what the rich.
Hitch wasn't just a movie.
Yeah. Oh. That's how the rich do it.
Yeah.
So,
they take all the sweat out of it.
Yeah, that's how the wealthy do it. And they match
something
you up.
New every day. I knew shit like that existed, but it was low key. I never thought about. You said a matchmaker. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? You going on fucking eHarmony, nigga?
Like an actual matchmaker that matches you up, and they can cost anywhere between $10,000 all the way to like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you know, obviously, those are like the millionaires or whatever that you know. Pay.
And they can command that because they're effective.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so, you know, that's what I was gonna do because I'm like, okay, you know, for a long time, I'm like, I don't want to be married. I want no kids. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, last year or so, I'm like, dang, you know, I might want to be married. I might want to have some kids. Right. And, you know, I do recognize, because I think women be getting mad when he says, like, the 20. Now, disclaimer, I am not a Kevin Samuels fan, okay?
Yes, you are.
I'm just talking about what he said.
And I'll back you. I'm not a fan. However, I'm also not going to sit here and say he's not right sometimes.
Right. He's not always wrong. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like Derek, yeah, like Derek Jackson. He wasn't always wrong. But
I fucking can't stand Derek. So now I can't stand with Derek Jackson.
I didn't say he was. I didn't say he was.
I can't stand. And that's before he got exploited. I couldn't stand.
He's a goof. But see, I feel like both of those.
I was like, if I see this nigga, it's on sight.
Both of those men are on both extremes, and it's unrealistic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin. No. Here's the difference.
Okay.
Derek Jackson. Is
you
a mom.
Knew that motherfucker was lying.
Derrick Jackson.
You should have.
Throws black men under the bus.
Every time.
To perpetuate and to push fucking have women basically subscribe and this and the third.
Pander.
It's
pander.
They're complete opposites.
But he's not. He wasn't saying nothing wrong. He just wasn't.
He was
living.
Saying a lot of shit wrong.
I mean, he was saying like, okay, men, okay, it's another man, right? We gonna stop talking about Derrick Jackson.
Fuck him.
Poppy Dawn. You heard of him?
I don't
even
know who the fuck that is.
Okay, so.
He's insignificant.
We'll talk about him later, but okay. Go on Instagram and
Poppy Dawn.
His Poppy Dawn, yeah.
His name alone makes me not want to go look.
Well, his whole rhetoric is that men pay for everything, you know? Mm. Men, it's like, oh.
Including vagina.
You got $1,000, give your woman $800 of it. Like, did you just randomly cash app your woman yet? Like, that's his
He's
rhetoric.
Pandering, too.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying everybody is on their own.
It's, you know why he didn't do that, though? Do you understand? Like, so I'm going to speak as a man. You know why men do this shit like that? Because they know women are gonna eat the shit up and support him and going to pay the money
y'all
and this
fall
and the third.
For it every fucking time. All of these independent, intelligent, blah, 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 blah. Y'all fall for the oldest game in the book. It's like, tell you what you want to hear. Not you personally, just in general. Like, people can say, yeah, you know, the black man should do this for the woman and this and that. Or a man. I mean, we'll take black men. A man should do this. You do blah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. And then y'all hear that, or women hear that and go, he's right. He's fucking right.
I mean, but that's the manipulation of the mind, right? So it's
right.
Like sometimes.
So that's what I said.
Sometimes people can be easily swayed. But going back to Kevin Samuels and his little formula that he used to give in the beginning.
Whenever women throw his little formula,
you see the fingers go up. Do you see the fingers go up? I wish we had video. You see the fucking his little formula. Anytime a black woman says little in front of anything, right? It is definitely
it's been belittled.
It wasn't a dig. Maybe that's something subconscious that I do. Thank you for pointing that
out.
It's
definitely a dig.
Okay. But no, because I'm telling you.
You don't like the nigga.
I like your little savings.
I was following along with his formula. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I said, okay, is there any past trauma that I need to, you know, fix or whatever? So I started looking for a therapist. Mm-hmm. You know. Look, I done signed up for PT with Norm, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm like, I need to get in shape. I want to get in shape. Yeah. Then the other thing is the matchmaker. I was going to go ahead and pay for that before I started talking to the guy that I'm talking to now.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, yeah, that works. That made sense. And what he was saying is like, yeah, that made sense. But that's when I discovered Shah Jahrad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, let me read this book.
Familiarity.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's the same thing, you know? So he wasn't always wrong, but him being rude and disrespectful to women or the callers rather, you don't treat people like that.
When is he rude and disrespectful?
When he was, I mean, telling women like, come on, y'all.
I think this is the choke point.
This is where we go.
When is he being rude and disrespectful with regard how he's being approached?
When he's, okay. So you're saying that he's meeting women or these people with the same level of excitement.
He's speaking the language of the audience to which he's speaking.
The same energy.
Okay. All right. You can have.
I mean, if you don't believe that, I'm asking.
Do you think he's not? Hold on. He got a sound nice.
Soundboard.
She ready.
I gotta say.
I mean, you can't get mad when it. Like, I don't understand it. I never understood that. Like, when you want to come off the handle, and then when I meet you with the same, you know, it's similar to how white folks act. White folks will come at you sideways, and then when you respond with the same vitriol that they gave you, then it's like, my God.
They lay on the ground in Victoria's Secret and have a fake seizure.
And they run at you and say, stop, get away from me.
She really was like.
Right? You took too long to find a sound effect. So, you know what I mean? Like. Yo, that shit's funny. Yo,
that was worth the wait.
Yeah, it was. I'm not even gonna
that
lie
was
to
worth
you.
The
wait. Oh my God.
But like when he, like the one Yo, I thought it was, so he was like, yo, you, when he called a lady the size of an NFL running back, I didn't think it was out of bounds.
Okay. I see what you did there. Running back out of bounds. No, he'll be here all week.
I wouldn't
hear it. So, Ames, did you hear that one?
Here's my drum. When he was there.
Okay. If the woman is 5'9", what was she, 220? Somewhere in that. And if she's built like Emmitt Smith, how is he wrong for saying you're built like an NFL running back? Emmitt Smith.
Here's the thing.
He said, yo, you're the same size as an NFL running back.
As an NFL running back. But the thing about it is, that's where I tend to disagree. Because there are men out here that, I dated a guy, he said that he prefers his women between a size 12 to a 14. You get what I'm saying? And I think on average, for the most part, maybe he might be considered like high value or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. He may meet the income threshold and all the boxes or whatever. But that's their preference. Like, he's trying to make it seem like, and I'm not saying it's not the right thing. You say what?
I'm going to rebuttal this, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, my shit loaded. No, you ain't got to rebuttal. You go ahead. My shit loaded.
I'm not saying that.
It's... Got it in the air.
So, I'm not saying that.
We have got to get that.
I'm not saying that he's wrong with what he's saying as far as being shape, be fit or whatever. Because ultimately, you're just helping somebody extend their life,
right?
And live a healthier lifestyle.
His three words. He said fit, feminine, and friendly.
Yeah, right. However, my thing is this: because I'm 5'10", I'm pretty tall, and I remember
that ain't 5'2".
No,
let's see what she did there. Pretty tall.
Yeah.
I am. Both. So, so to me, he told another woman, I think she called in and she was 5'10 as well. Mm-hmm. He told her she needs to weigh 150. And I'm like, no, because I know what I look like when I was 150. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, like a crackhead. I don't want to look like that. So who are you as a man to sit there and say, well, you weigh more than a man, that's five. That's fine. Because I got hips. I got.
Nah, so I don't agree. I'm not saying I agree.
And see, that's where he would
compare me to a linebacker or... I don't know, small forward. A small forward, right?
You ain't tall enough. You gotta be like 6'5".
Exactly. But
what's Muggsy Bowles? How tall was he?
That nigga was a point guard. He was 5'5", nigga.
All right. Well, whatever.
Muggsy Bowles was 5'5". All right, five,
so
nigga.
Point guard. Look, don't
point guards are mostly like 6'4", 6'3". You not in that range.
What was Isaiah Thomas? Because me and him the same height.
Like 5'11".
Because I met him.
Yeah, but that was in the 80s.
Yeah.
I thought he was 6'1.
No, hell no.
No, he's the same height as me.
Okay. And obviously, it's like 6 foot barely.
Barely, yeah. Just cracking 6.
So anyway, I weigh more than him, right? So it's like, all right, now you telling me that I'm wrong because I quote-unquote weigh more than him.
He wouldn't tell Ames that she's wrong because you wouldn't talk to him that way.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't even call into a show, to be quite honest. Like, all that stuff is, honestly,
so
is beneath
me. Let me go back to my statement about the...
Okay.
That's the thing.
It's beneath me because you don't see... you really don't be seeing women that...
Okay, now, the women that do call in, do you agree with how they ask their questions, how they interact, how they... Kiki with him, like what? They don't deserve what they get. You don't think that?
I mean, when you ask questions, like you ask a woman to rate herself. Now he doesn't do it so much now, right? He just tells them to rate themselves. He doesn't rebuttal with what he feels like their rating is, right? He stepped away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But that one that made him go viral on World
when
Star,
she, when she said
he's
she
like,
was
you
a,
are you a are five. Five at best.
And was he wrong?
No.
I mean.
Was he wrong?
She said, I'm a five. Hold on. She said, I'm a five when I wake up. I'm a six when I put my makeup on.
And you weren't.
No, I think she said she was like an 8 or 9.
No, she did not say that. No. She didn't say that. He said, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. You can't use 7.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, well, when I make it in the morning, I feel like I'm at least a 5. But then when I put my hair, my nails, I'm a 6.
But you're not. And here's why you're not. Because
six.
If you were and you had this 6-figure income, blah, blah, blah. Why are you calling him? You'd have the world at your feet. You know, you wouldn't be calling him. You wouldn't be calling
him. Well, she called him because she was in North Carolina. She made 6 figures, but that don't mean she was making... She might have been making $100,000 as a pet groomer, this, that, and the third. But she also was in North Carolina. He was also telling her that regionally, that's why you are the big dog, and you're the quote unquote big dog in the little pond. That $100,000 in North Carolina doesn't translate
right
to that $100,000 in California or in New York.
Yeah, you're a broke boy.
Or in Florida or Miami, more so closer down south. But you understand me? Like, it doesn't.
That's entry level shit in them
countries. Yeah, like, so you can't, you know what I mean? Like, and she was like, but he was also saying, you're not even in the spaces to meet the men that you're trying to meet because you're a pet groomer. You're not in fucking Microsoft. You're not in fucking IT.
Making $100,000 because she couldn't do the simple math of a motherfucker that makes $100,000.
I mean,
like, she couldn't.
Why? You? How did you forget that?
Because of her response.
Okay, go ahead. So do you, I think the biggest issue that women have with him is that he holds up a mirror. Oh no! Let me step back. You're a step back to the linebacker comment, to the running back comment, right? Oh, yeah, okay. I'm right. I got the gloves on. I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm born for violence.
I think a lot of women don't like him because he's prettier than them.
No, he's not my type, though.
He's more refined than a lot of women that call in there, and they don't like that.
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
He's more refined, like, as like looks, like well groomed, or
as far, okay. If you
he's got, always if, on point
if
when
if
he's
you got a dude that has the
he's a capper. He's always on point. Right.
Thank you.
He's that, always on
I
point.
Guess maybe I should that
has
that.
That has less to do with he's a capper, but more to do with when he puts on his shows, he has his stats ready. You know, he's just prepared.
He's prepared.
And he should be.
And if you call in, you should be prepared. You should call in a bonnet, moving the phone all around.
Exactly.
And 50 people beforehand, he was like, stop moving the phone around. Like, you already fucking up.
Yeah. No, and I agree there. So he's well-read, you know. He prepares for a show.
As you should,
you know. Mm-hmm. So he has the edge there.
Unless you come prepared, and the women that come prepared, mm-hmm. he don't cut their head off like that. He just doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There's not a lot, but they exist.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a few women call in, and you know, they can have a normal conversation, right? Mm-hmm. And it can be playful, whatever. But I mean, because the whole talking over and all that, like, that's just basic communication 101. Right. Like, let people speak. Mm-hmm. So I get that, but I still don't fuck with that nigga.
That's a fact.
I still don't 100%. Like him. And, you know, I just feel like he can be detrimental to the community because, if anything, what it's doing, what he probably intended for people to come together and kind of say, okay, let's look at ourselves and say where we can adjust and we can be better and grow. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's pulling people more so apart, men and women apart.
Well, you know why it's pulling women?
When you hit a million views or whatever it is. Like, when you start seeing the monetization and that part of it,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you segue off to the left.
Well, no, I can't say he's pulling people apart. All I can say is the women that don't subscribe to the things that he's saying, they don't fuck with him. And it's a lot of women that have a lot of transgressions that they don't want to deal with, don't even look in the mirror, don't want to fucking deal with, that don't fuck with him. Like,
but it's hard though, right? It's hard though.
I don't give a fuck how hard it is. Like, if he's, I'm not saying it's not. So let me step back. I'm not saying it's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck how hard it is because the petition spoke true to what he was saying. He's saying, why is it that on every platform, black women can have whatever they want to say about black men, talk about black men, tell them how they should be, this and the third, da 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 da. But as soon as a black man, we said what?
I don't do that.
I ain't talking about you.
You're in a minority.
But your sisters do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your sistering.
Right? So why is it that it's a problem when a black man comes on and tells you the feelings and thoughts of other black men or other men that he runs into?
Because it's shit they don't want to hear.
I don't give a fuck if you don't want to hear it.
I get it. Just because you don't want to hear it, don't make it less factual. I understand that. I get it. I don't understand why all of these proud black, independent, intellectual women are not getting that. Like, you know what you're getting when you're calling in. So why would you call in and set yourself up for failure?
I don't quite buy into, and it might be very well true, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole income thing, mm-hmm. where he's saying the percentage of men that make over 100 grand,
mm-hmm.
and it might just be because of the area that we live in, mm-hmm. not including Baltimore, but more so PG County, yeah. DC or whatever, yeah. Virginia. I'm like, is it really that small percentage of black men that make over 6 figures? Because for the most part, just about the educated men that I know.
Your pool is different than most of the women that call in.
Okay.
And that makes you an anomaly. And in a good way, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the women that call in, they're not breathing the air you breathe.
Yeah, because I'm
just not.
Like, yo, I don't really run into too many men that don't
when
wait
you looking at like,
a couple of dollars. Like,
but you're also in a different demographic, and you're in a different situation.
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying? You're in a different construct. You got to understand, Maryland is pretty much a rich state compared to a lot of other states. Mm-hmm. You understand? We got three of the top.
As far as southern states,
we got three of the top counties in the United States.
Right.
PG, you understand? So you can, Montgomery, even though our cost of living is still pretty fucking high, you still can make a good amount of money.
Getting made.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the medical field, government,
IT,
you can make a good amount of money.
And all of that shit.
Or even in business at some point, you can make a good amount of money.
Yeah, I mean,
compared to a motherfucker in Florida, compared to a motherfucker in fucking Texas. Houston, you can make some money in Houston.
It's pockets, but Texas is fucking huge.
Yeah, you're right.
Dallas is getting it. Houston is getting it.
Right. It's.
Yeah, it's Austin, San Antonio.
Go to Nacogdoches.
Right. That's right.
ESO, donde esta?
Go to Nacogdoches, northern Texas.
Okay.
Where the median income is probably 70 and you killing it.
Yeah.
You killing it at 70.
Yeah. Like North Carolina. If I made 80 in North Carolina.
Oh, you a king.
I'd be great.
You're a fucking king.
Mm-hmm.
I go back home to Cleveland. What I make now? I fucking buy Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, well, Cleveland. Cleveland is Baltimore on the water.
Yeah. Sister cities. Yeah.
Yeah. It really is.
So, you know what I mean? Like, that's a real thing. Well, you know.
Yeah, because out in Cleveland, I used to date a guy that was a real estate developer out there. He built houses at the height before the housing market crashed.
For the bubble burst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had money. I used to be like, can I have?
Can I have?
He like, sure.
But put that thing on.
Drop that. Not on the first date, though.
Probably would have got more.
You could have had a whole block.
Could have had a whole fucking block in Cleveland.
He would have built you a house.
Right. Could have had property. You could have been renting that shit. Like Airbnb.
You would have been in a lineup.
Right. Yeah.
Airbnb and that shit. Ladies, this is my words of advice before we get out of here. Go where you appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, that's solid.
Men, same thing. Yo, go where you appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you are a man, and you are tired of these northern women, mid-southern women.
What?
Mid-southern?
No. Mid-southern.
Maryland's mid-southern. We're not as south as Virginia, North Carolina.
Mason-Dixon.
No, I said mid. That's why I said mid. Because we still got a lot of northern qualities.
Well, Mason-Dixon.
We have a lot of northern qualities in us.
Technically, to be 100% correct, this area is considered the mid-Atlantic.
That's fine.
She's not wrong.
Okay.
You're right.
Thanks.
So mid-Atlantic. You mid-Atlantic niggas.
The M-A-N's.
Yeah. If you tired of these if you tired of these malls.
M-A-N's. Gang, gang.
If you tired of these malls, these mid-Atlantic women, take your ass down south. Get a different experience. Same thing for the women, though.
South,
Same for the women. Same, you know what I mean? Go experience something different.
And down south, but listen, I love me a southern gentleman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love me a southern gentleman because they have, like, so many manners and everything else. Like, yeah, down south is where it's at.
And lots of mint juleps.
Mint juleps the drink?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe I can, if I'm invited back, I can make that for y'all.
All right.
Because I used to be a mixologist.
We're trying to make you one of the members. We're trying to make you a member. Yeah. You let me know what you're going to do. We'll talk. We'll discuss the contract negotiations and all that.
Okay.
All you know what I mean?
You know.
I need another woman.
Just as long as you don't choose violence right before.
Well, that's between you and God. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You feel me?
No, entre nosotros.
Lo siento. Como se dice, my bad.
Perdón, or perdóname, or...
Perdóname. Alright.
Uno cerveza, por favor.
He just want a beer. What kind of beer you drink?
Yeah.
Actually,
Corona?
Yeah, I like Corona.
I don't
Corona Light, Corona Extra, or Corona Para Mia.
Platinum Ice.
Platinum Ice. But is that Bud Ice?
But platinum or blood ice?
No, it's actually.
Oh, it's actually a platinum ice.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It is blood ice. Yeah. But
oh, I know
but,
my drinks.
In a sexier bottle.
Yeah, but platinum. Mm-hmm. I like platinum.
I know my drinks. I may have been off a little bit tonight though with the.
It's okay. Yeah, you definitely was off, motherfucker. Anyway, all right. Plug yourself again. Plug your business, your IG before we get the fuck up out of here.
Business is at.
She lit. She lit. She definitely lit.
That's all it took. At by Olivia Ross.
Spell it out, nigga.
BYOLIVIARoss on Instagram. And my personal Instagram, you can find me at Ames the Dime Diva.
What's up?
All right. Well, you know how we do this.
Amongst you.
Go ahead.
What are y'all doing?
You can say,
what are y'all doing?
Say your name.
Ames.
Jesus fucking Christ. And it's your man, Notorious Norman. We are out. Peace.
Fuck on the first date.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Don't do it, ladies. Don't do it.
Don't listen to her. What fuck you listen to her for? It's a man's world.
No, I said that for.